If you are recruiting students for careers in agriculture, a large city might be the last place you'd think to make your pitch. However, this man believes it's the first place many businesses need to be looking. His story is today's American Countryside, sponsored by Exmark Mowers. Get a better cut faster from the folks at Exmark. Go to Exmark.com or your local Exmark dealer.
It takes the right tools to keep your farm running efficiently, so why would you settle for anything else with your mowing equipment? More and more farmers are stepping up to the brand more landscape professionals choose. They're using Exmark. Purchase 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand by landscape mowing professionals. Trust your farm's mowing needs to Exmark. It's a better cut faster, and it's commercial grade, so it just may be the last mower you ever need. Text Exmark to 283-342 or go to Exmark.com for special offers going on now and to find your local Exmark dealer.
Classic Iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in The Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
20 years ago, Corey Flournoy, who hails from Chicago, literally made headline news across the country when he became the first African-American president of the organization once known as the Future Farmers of America, the FFA.
I think it was probably more newsworthy that I was from Chicago than the race part.
His election began a year of nonstop travel.
When other officers had break time, you know, a couple of weeks or so to go home, I was on the road hitting major cities. And so it was a constant travel schedule, but I enjoyed it. I loved it because I went through the system not seeing someone else like myself.
Corey attended the Chicago High School for Agricultural Sciences. Today he works for the University of Illinois, recruiting urban students into ag careers. He says it makes a lot of sense for the ag industry to focus on urban high schools.
When you think about where all agricultural companies are based, they're all based in major areas, major cities. And so we have students who go on to work for Kraft Foods, Quick Roads, Oscar Mayer, Chicago Board of Trade, Chicago Park District, Lincoln Park Zoo. I can go on and on and on.
20 years after his election, he believes there's still much work to do to promote urban agriculture.
Although we have more urban chapters, our diversity numbers haven't really grown much since 20 years ago. I think the FFA still struggles to figure out how to embrace and to work with urban communities because it is different. You know, students work at a fast food restaurant or at a grocery store. Is that ag-related? There are people within the ag industry who don't even agree that some of the jobs we have in urban areas are ag-related. So it's still a struggle. It's still a struggle to get people to broaden their definition of agriculture.
It's a challenging job, but one Corey enjoys as he speaks to students, encouraging them to become a part of a career field that may seem very foreign to them. Traveling the countryside in Chicago, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.